Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. This is episode 388. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis. Thank you so much for listening to this blogcast. Today's blog is about the musical Six. I do not think you will have needed to see Six or have heard the music or had any exposure to Six whatsoever to enjoy this blogcast. But you might, I don't know. But as you will hear in this particular blog, there is not so much here to be spoiled. So I don't think I'm going to spoil it for you, if at the very least. So here it is. Let me just read it to you. It is called Your Favorite Feminist Killjoy Goes to See Six the Musical. You might think I'd be the target audience for Six. I am, after all, obsessed with reframing old stories so as to give women some power they otherwise might not have in their narratives. But while Six seems to think it's doing that, it almost feels like the opposite. The premise is paper thin. The six wives of Henry VIII gather together to put on a show and have a contest to see who had it worse. Spoiler alert? That's really all there is to the show. Each wife sings a song about her troubles, and then they spend the last 5 minutes trying to imagine an alternate history. That is literally all there is to the show. It's a variety show disguised as a musical, which, you know, fine. What do I care? Variety shows can be fun. I resent it, though, and I suppose it's because they're framing it as if they're doing these historical women a favor by dressing them up in pop star girl boss outfits and giving them some bland songs with vocal calisthenics to sing. Somehow I doubt any of Henry VIII's wives would appreciate it. They call it a history-mix. Get it? It's like a remix, but with history. Maybe it's my background in Shakespeare, but I get kind of twitchy at all attempts to make old stuff cool. There was a period in the 90s where everyone was putting Shakespeare and shades and headphones in their graphic design. Six was like that marketing trend put to music, but with history instead of literature. Hey, kids! History is cool. And you know, it is. History is actually cool. You don't need to dress it up in shades or whatever. But history is also pretty famous for suppressing women's stories, accomplishments, and concerns. It's such a pervasive problem, we had to create a whole additional field of women's history to address it. But Henry's wives have been some of the few women who were included in history, even before women's history was a thing. I suspect that is because having six wives is a story about Henry's virility and masculinity, but also because his divorces and beheadings, etc., were intimately wrapped up in the religious schisms they caused. British kids have had to learn about these women because Henry's choices around them dramatically changed the country in ways that reverberated through time. But none of that has anything to do with those women themselves. And the show has nothing to do with the women themselves either, because the thing that ties them together is a man. They are always speaking to him or about him. Despite the stage being occupied exclusively by women, the show barely passes the Bechdel test, just because even when they're talking to each other, they're still really talking about a man. But it's probably not fair to ask a thinly premised variety show to give us nuanced women's history or feminist perspectives. I know, I'd like to relax and just sit back and enjoy some historically themed songs tossed off by some Cambridge students. But I suppose this show sits right in that spot that makes me squirm, where it seems like it's feminism, but might really be doing some retro weirdness. I mean, it is a show in which the characters' only identity is as wives. They are only significant, or in this show, because they are wives. There's a lot of talk of them as queens, but we never see them with any kind of power. So queen just means wife in this context. We get to know them at the point that they marry the king, and at the point that that marriage ends, however it ends. Divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived. It's only stories about their relationship with a man. We hear about things like Catherine Parr's writing. I wrote books. I even got a woman to paint my picture. But having her report her accomplishments, like a book report, is not like seeing her as a person, separate from her husband. Catherine Parr sings, "Without him, I disappear." Does she? Or maybe they all do. Women's history would reclaim them all, especially Catherine Parr, who was the first woman in England to publish a book under her own name. And maybe this is what bugs me about this show. It's self-aware enough to know that it's pretty retrograde to have a bunch of wives singing about being wives and then give them an alternate history for 5 more minutes at the end. Which is, yes, funny. 5 minutes of a different story separate from the man is not a lot of feminism to hang our hats on. A truly feminist musical would bring these 6 women together to do something, to make something, to storm the castle, change things for the women after them, start a revolution, or a wives' union. Instead, we get slightly better individual narratives, many of which involve starting singing groups. Catherine Parr's song is all about how she doesn't have a choice, and even the choice feminism crowd would support giving her some actual choice. It's just like the vibe of empowerment without any actual empowerment. It's all you go girl feminism without the girls really going anywhere. I mean, all those characters have died, even the ones who survived, and sure, that's true of anyone in history, but somehow it all feels more pointless here. Instead of walking away empowered, I felt a kind of bleak nihilism. All those women are dead, and even their dream histories are kind of a bummer. We'll all be dead before too long, and women who were wives will only be remembered as a wife. Huzzah! With sparkles! Sing it! This story was so wafer thin, I looked right past it into the void. You go, girl. And if there are people who feel empowered by the show, empowered to do what? Marry a king? Sing pop songs? Dream up an alternate life for 5 minutes? Come back from the dead to have a competition about whose life is shittier? I really don't want to yuck their yum. If this show speaks to young women and gets them fired up in some way, I'm all for it. I just don't see how it would or could. Maybe just seeing women dominating the stage is enough. It's not enough for me, but this show was not made for me. So, fine. Sparkle away. I tell you what, I hesitated to write this one because I went to the show with a friend who really enjoyed it, and I didn't want to, like, be the feminist killjoy that I am, but I am, so what can you do? Also, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. So, when that happens, these are the results. And I recently was listening to another podcast, a game show sort of podcast, where one of the guests, who is an author whose work I admire, came on and talked about her love for this musical. And I did not want it to make me respect her less, but it did. I'm sorry. But if you love it, I really don't want to bum you out. Like, it's complicated. I know people enjoyed it. I did not, I guess, is what it comes down to. And the thing of it is, I like the people who wrote this just tossed it off. It's like there's evidence, like there's interviews where they basically confess to just tossing it off. You know, they did it in Edinburgh and they're like, oh, here are some songs about the six wives of Henry VIII, blah, blah, blah. And like it's turned into this whole phenomenon. Meanwhile, people are like sweating blood trying to make musicals that have meaning, that are, you know, rich in musical complexity and character development and this and that. And this is the hit, this one. That's it's frustrating as a theater maker to watch this happen. But again, if you loved it, I am very glad that you have something that you love. You know what I mean? Like, it's great. People should love what they love. It's absolutely fine. Yeah. Anyway, so what have I got for you for a song? Well, let me tell you. I have recorded what I feel is a much more feminist song about Henry VIII than this entire musical. And you're gonna laugh, I hope. But that song is I Am Henry VIII, I Am by Herman's Hermits. Yes, I feel that Herman's Hermits, very silly song, is a much more feminist song than the entirety of Six. I'll explain. But first, let me say thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast, please tell someone about it. Like, review, subscribe, all the things you can do. If you'd like to support it with your dollars, amazing. Patreon.com/EmilyRDavis. I just am sending out the zines for my patrons. I'm a little late this year, but I'm getting them out this week. And they also got all of the songs from these blogcasts and also a digital zine this week. So, you know. So that's a place. And there's also Ko-fi. There's PayPal. You can join as a paid member of Substack if you'd like. If you have another place that you prefer to support people, let me know. I'll join it. And thank you to all of the people who contribute. And thank you also to all of you who are listening. It means a lot to me, really and truly. So why is Herman's Hermits, Henry VIII song, more feminist than Six? I will tell you. So believe me, I did not think this way before I started to think about it. This just came to me because, first of all, I hadn't even realized that the Herman's Hermit song was not actually about the king, Henry VIII. It is a completely separate Henry, clearly. So, number one, the Henry VIII in the Herman's Hermit song is not a king. He is a guy who lives next door to a widow who has previously married seven Henrys. And he is now the eighth. So it is a song about a woman with power, fundamentally, who has previously married seven men and has recently married her eighth. To me, it is strongly implied that she could have killed the previous seven Henrys. But do you know what? Henry VIII is still pretty excited and happy about being married to the widow next door. It is a song about a woman with some choice, right? She only will marry men named Henry. She will not have a Willie or a Sam, as the song instructs us. She has married eight men, and she has been very particular about what kind of man she will marry. That is, they must be named Henry. You know, it's not bad for this lady. And this man is obviously very happy to be married to her, and he's not concerned at all with the seven men who came before him. It's a pretty forward-thinking situation. Anyway, all of that to say, I recorded I Am Henry VIII, I Am. And it is very silly. You will hear that I have provided you an underwater solo in the middle. And it's a very silly and simple song. And still more feminist than the musical Six, as far as I'm concerned. So here it is. I'm Henry VIII. I am. I'm Henry VIII. I am. Henry VIII. I am. I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No Sam.
I'm her 8th old man. I'm Henry. Henry VIII. I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry VIII. I am. Henry VIII. I am. I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No Sam.
I'm her 8th old man. I'm Henry. Henry VIII. I am. Times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No Sam.
I'm her 8th old man. I'm Henry. Henry the 8th. I am. H E N R Y. Henry.
Henry.
Henry.